Welcome back to Mental Health Matters. I am so excited to be back today. I've been gone for a long trip to Israel, actually Madrid and Israel, and I'm really glad to be back in Fairfield doing these fantastic shows with everybody. Today's show will be an interesting one. I've got two fantastic longtime guests that have been here many times, Kyle and Elizabeth. You are listening to Mental Health Matters on KRUU 100.1 on your FM dial. And if you want to get more of these shows, get to the archives, you could always go to the radio, to the website, Ardent Counseling Center. Can you say Ardent? Because people never understand what those letters are.
Ardent. A-R-D-E-N-T.
Okay. So Ardent Counseling Center.
What does Ardent mean, Scott?
And that's just ardentcenter.com. So you go to www.ardentcenter.com.
Scott, do you know what Ardent means, or did you just sort of throw it into your name?
No. Cool. I actually like that name because it's about passionate. I originally picked it because, you know, it's an A, and in Chicago, I was listed on page 4 under counselors. So it was a tactic, but it also I really like the name. Stephanie came up with the name, so it's awesome.
Nice.
Anyways, all right, so back to Ardent. You can go to ardentcenter.com, go to the media tab, and you could pull down there, or you could go to the YouTube station, pull it up there, or a bunch of them are archived on KRUU. If you need to email me or want to, feel free, because I really dig people emailing me and going through different issues, different ideas, wanting to come on the show. And you can email me, scott@ardentcenter.com. So, on to the show today. So, Kyle, what's the show today?
So, we were just hanging out and talking about, at Revelations, we were talking about introversion and extroversion. And it's interesting because, you know, there's so many different theories around introversion and extroversion. Introversion is where you like to be more inner. Extroversion is you like to be more outer. And then Scott was saying something interesting. He was saying, well, what about reference points? Where's our reference point? Are we referring internally or referring externally? Psychology, in psychology, they got the key term locus of control that sort of dives into that. So if you have a internal locus of control, then you sort of blame yourself for everything. And if you have an external locus of control, then you blame the outside for everything. It's just kind of interesting because, you know, where's our reference point from day to day, from moment to moment? Are we sort of taking responsibility for things? At the same time, are we blaming ourselves for things that are out of our control? You know, so maybe some things we can take ownership for, but there are some things in life that are so outside our control that it's just there's no point in just worrying and thinking about it. And so there's sort of maybe a balance. Maybe one's better than the other. Maybe not. What do you think, Scott?
So I, you know, this is really based on. So the term that I use is internal versus external referencing. Where is my reference point, internally or externally? The locus of control is a very old notion, and what I'm doing is I'm sort of changing that construct into something else. And I'm looking at another way to look at this, and I'm trying to get away from value judgments. In my world, everything is about application. So I've given this example a million times. Exercise, we often think of as really good, right?
Right.
But that doesn't necessarily mean that it is. If you're over-exercising and hurting your body, it could be a damaging thing. If you've got an eating disorder and you're purging by exercise, that's a really bad thing. If, for example, some people meditate, and meditating is a wonderful tool, but sometimes people could use certain kinds of meditations or certain things in a way that doesn't work for them in the way that we think it does. And so it's sort of getting even the most productive, powerful things, you know, is about application. Am I using it in a way that actually works for me to make my life forward?
Right. And so everyone, we have a treat for you coming up, and we want to work that in. And so Scott's talking about application.
Yes. And so anything could be good or bad. So another way to think of it on the flip side, I've also talked about trauma. We often think of it as the worst thing in the world, and we get PTSD, and it's a terrible thing. Except trauma could also be a moment of transformation. It could also be an impetus for really looking at not just changing a little bit of the dynamics, but really creating a massive transformation in my life for the better. So sometimes we need that kick in the pants and say, now I could really do something more powerful and productive. So we don't think of things as being good or bad. We think about how are we using them, even the most positive things or even the most negative things. So in today's, we're going to give you an example with our special guest today. And she's going to give an example of she was experiencing something. So, and out of that experience, what did she do? What did she create from that experience to find, become more self-referential? So, and then I'll talk a little bit more about what internal versus external reference, but how does somebody come back to finding that balance point? So, special guest.
In the still of the night, as I gaze from my window at the moon in its flight, my thoughts all stray to you. In the still of the night, while the world is in slumber, oh, the times without number, darling, when I say to you, do you love me as I love you? Are you my life to be, my dream come true? Or will this dream of mine fade out of sight, like the moon growing dim on the rim of the hill in the chill still of the night?
Wow.
That's amazing.
So what did you do? Tell us what you did, why you did that.
Okay. Well, I'm having a bad day, and I was trying to sort of recalibrate. I felt like I was getting stuck in my head, which I tend to do. And I, you know, when that happens, what I want to do is sort of work on creating what I care about. So I was working on notating some music in the other room. And then Scott and Kyle came out and asked me if I wanted to sing something for the show. And, you know, I always want to sing something. So I said yes. And now, and you know, that song for me was, it just came into my, it's a jazz standard. It came into my head as something that sort of reflects a little bit the state of uncertainty that is part of the kind of anxiety that I tend to feel. And so I felt like I was able to draw off of my feelings to choose a song and, you know, put emotion into the song because it rang very true to me. Yeah.
And so by singing that, what did it do for you?
I felt good. I closed, my eyes were closed while I was singing, and I felt like I was sort of connecting to my body and connecting. You know, people talk about transcendence a lot in Fairfield, and it, for me, when I sing, I tend to feel what I would describe as transcendent, even if it doesn't link exactly to the definition that people in the movement use, but sort of a feeling of connectedness to something sort of spiritual, or larger than myself. So I sort of felt that. I felt very kind of nurtured by that. And yeah, I had a feeling of inspiration as it was happening, and expressiveness.
Fantastic. So I think what's really interesting about this, so here's internal versus external referencing. We could think of external referencing as my reference point is outside myself. Who I am, how I define my reality, is through others. So sometimes people think of that as codependency in a negative frame. But sometimes external referencing can be a really good thing. We're going to have a show at some point soon with Jonathan Lippman, who's an architect. And we're going to be talking about the environment, and in fact, the architecture that we live in is a reference point that could be a positive, productive thing if we could utilize it in that way. So again, we don't think of things as being positive or negative. We think about what are we creating from those things, because that's what's really important. So what do you think, Kyle?
I think it really comes down to being a little more self-referral with ourselves. And so it's, I'm doing something. I'm going to be doing something and I'm feeling a certain way. And then I'm doing something else. And how does that feel?
Well, I'm not getting lost in even the action itself.
Right.
And so in a sense, we're going to use transcendence in a different kind of way, like you're using it, and say, how are we letting go of the experience, whatever the experience is, to create a new reality? So an internal reference, which you were describing, I was lost in an internal frame of reference. I was lost in my head. Sometimes people who get narcissistic, which you're certainly not, get lost in their heads, right? And it's all about me, me, me. So it's not necessarily internal is good or external is bad. We're thinking of this very differently. But also being internal and recognizing what I'm experiencing and then doing something about it is really what we're trying to get to. And that's what you just did by singing. And if you're going to, we'd really be honored if you'd do another song by the end of the show.
Yeah, okay, absolutely.
Okay, fantastic. So Kyle, what do you think?
I think, you know, you go on to try a pair of shoes on and you put on the pair of shoes and they either feel right or they don't. You know, you walk around with them, you break them in a little bit. Maybe you're trying them on in the store. Maybe you had them sent to you. You put them on, you walk around with them. Do they feel right or do they not feel right? And for Elizabeth, she was saying about how her throat was sore. She might want to sing. And so she got up into the mic and then she started singing and it felt right. And
yes.
So there was this internal reference. It was feeling right. It was feeling good. And
well, it was self-reference. It wasn't just internal. She became self-referenced. She actually closed her eyes. I looked at her. And she, it's not like she left her body. She became more integrated into her body, which is different. People talk about, you know, I feel better and I'm like leaving my body. It's like, no, it's you're becoming more integrated and more solid. And you could almost see that physical transformation.
Right. And so if her throat, if the singing was making her throat feel worse, she would stop or she would adjust the way she's singing. And so there's this self-referral mechanism happening where she's having this feeling in her throat and in her body and she starts singing. And then that affects her body, and she sees how that affects her body, and she sings more, and then she sees how that affects her body, and she sees more, but she's not in her head about it. It's self-referral, and by self-referral, I mean it's kind of automatic. It's automatically happening. You're feeling, it's like you're going for a run, and you automatically notice that your heart is beating up. You don't think about it. You're not like, okay, well, exactly how much is my heart going up? You know, you can do that, but, you know, you're going for a run, and you're feeling yourself such a sweat. It's automatic. It's effortless. Effortless isn't this magical term. It's literally effortlessly you start sweating because you're jogging. You don't really need to be like, okay, I'm going to start sweating right now because I'm overheating my body and sweating helps release the heat. You know?
Yeah, right. You're not, it's not like you're thinking about sweating or you're thinking about getting your heart rate. You're doing what needs to get done.
One thing I would add to this is that I sometimes find it, you know, some people feel really scared when they perform, and I experience some fear, but I actually find having people with me, having an audience of some kind, to be incredibly freeing. When I'm by myself practicing, I often find that the automatic process that Kyle is talking about, I get really fixated on that process, and I'm trying to control it in a more conscious way. And when that happens, I find that I actually kind of get in the way of my voice, and I experience sort of stiffness and in my neck and jaw, and it's harder for me to produce the kind of sounds that I want to produce. So that in terms of the internal external reference, I think having the two of you here and also having the knowledge that this is something that is going to be played for other people, weirdly, that external reference freed me in a way that I often don't feel as free when
so you
when
got
I'm
out of your
myself.
Internal reference to exactly. to now externalize and then trans so actually what you did is you went from the internal reference
right.
lost in your head
right.
to external reference audience
right
to transcending that essentially to become
right.
self-referential, and that's when all of a sudden you really shift it. By the way, you're listening to KRUU 100.1 on your FM dial. Today we have the wonderful and powerful magical team of Kyle and Elizabeth and today we're talking about internal versus external referencing versus self-referential properties from a relative perspective. And we are talking the relative universe, by the way, everyone, not the absolute cosmic universe, though that's fun to talk about and get to, obviously, is a goal. Okay, so Elizabeth, what else do you want to say about this process or about these questions, these concepts? Because they're kind of big concepts here, and we were talking about it a little bit the other day.
Yeah, I think the thing that's hard for me to understand completely is like getting from, so I realize that the ultimate goal in these situations, the ultimate goal is to sort of go above or outside of this framework. Like, you don't want to be stuck inside or out. You don't want to be stuck in your head. You don't want to be stuck like only aware of the world around you. And so ultimately, what you want is to transcend those and have a sort of automatic relationship with both yourself and the external
yes.
world.
Yes.
I'm not entirely sure about practically how to do that. This was a very specific situation. It's not like every time I'm having a bad day, I can just automatically conjure up an audience, sing for them, and feel better because I've had this transcendent experience. So that's just specifically for me, but I'm thinking about other people.
So like I saw a client earlier today, and one of the things about this particular person was interesting is they got lost in trying to meet somebody. They're at a party, they met somebody. And what was interesting is it wasn't about meeting that person and getting acceptance from that person. It was about that he was at a party and that his peers saw him being accepted by that other person. So that essentially he looked good. Not that he was good, but that he was so externalized in his self-esteem and his self-construct almost were outside himself that he lost who he was. And when he found out that this other person already had a different relationship and that he, so to speak, lost face, he went into a depressive state afterwards because it was so important to look good and then he didn't. And what was interesting about that is that his normal thing would have been to go into that depressive state and stay there. And instead, because of the work that we've done, he was able to make it shorter and less intense, which is the goal. It's not that none of us are going to get depressed or anxious or tripped out on life. It's that we're going to make it shorter and less intense so that it doesn't have power and meaning over us. And so we have the control. we have the power to create what we want from that experience. Just like trauma, again, could be a powerful, positive thing if we use it, think of it in that way. And I got things are terrible. I don't deny ever the terrible things. But the question isn't, so Elizabeth, when you said, I'm not feeling great, and what was the question I asked you?
I think you said, what are you going to create from that? Is that what you said? You asked me to guess what you were going to say.
Yeah.
And that's what I guessed, yeah.
Yeah. And so it's
what
like...
What are you going to do with where you are right now?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, there's no judgment. Like, oh, okay, you feel bad, so I should feel bad for you. That doesn't help you, me commiserating with you, and let's cry together.
Right.
It's sort of like, okay, what do you want to create from that?
Right.
And so what you created from that is coming on in here and singing, and then literally, like, your body. I could see your body changing in front of me.
Yeah, it's bizarre. I felt it. That's not just today. That's what happens when I sing in front of people.
And that's for you.
Right.
If I would sing in front of people, people would run screaming out of the room, and I would scream and try and block my own ears because I don't have that capability.
Right.
So so that's why it's kind of fun to get that it's never about anyone else. It's not what works for you or somebody else. It's what works for you individually, each of us. And what do we want to create from that? So, Kyle, what are you thinking? We're doing all the talking here.
I'm wondering, so I guess I'm thinking critically and just thinking, so what's the difference? Let's say someone likes playing guitar to take it off of a specific person.
Yeah.
And their thing is guitar that helps them. That's what they want to create. And they go and they do that. But where's the line of, okay, it's an escape or it's a way to connect to myself?
Excellent question. Because... And I think it's all about, like I said, the question is about application, not if what you're doing is good or bad.
Right.
So if you're doing something, if you're exercising and using it in a good way, then it's a good thing. And for most people, it is a good thing. And for most people, having terrible traumas is not a good thing.
So for me, I define the difference, you know, I define the good way of doing it as, okay, let's say you're playing guitar or, you get online and you start doing stocks, whatever your go-to thing is that you're trying to create, basketball, reading books,
video games.
Yeah.
It's like, I think it's getting, lost, but it's not just getting lost in the activity that you're doing, but it's getting lost from that self-referral mechanism. Have I lost that self-referralness? Am I drowning without realizing it?
Yes. And the point is that I'm getting lost in whatever it is. So I often talk about, for instance, the problem with being an alcoholic or whatever drugs is not the specific drug of choice. And so maybe it's for you, you know, it's playing guitar, so I'm not living my life. Or I'm a workaholic, or, you know, those aren't as destructive as drinking, but you could lose your life. You could run away by doing that. The point isn't, what am I doing, right? So alcoholism's a terrible thing, but it's a bigger picture. Am I an addict, and am I addicted to feeling that fight or flight, that there's a tiger in the room and that I need to run away?
Right.
And so the question is, am I playing guitar as a way to run away, or am I playing that guitar as a way to connect deeper to myself and do something with music?
I think it's also like, are there practical things that have to be done? Like, you know, if you're playing guitar for 3.5 hours straight and there's practical things that have to be done and you're not doing them, you know, you have a flight to catch, and it's like, well, I'm just playing guitar because I want to avoid going to see my family in North Carolina or something.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah, exactly. And that's the point. All right. So we're almost out of time. So Elizabeth's going to do another song. And what we're going to get is that in our last 3 minutes here, what else do we want to do as you listen to Elizabeth's beautiful voice? What else do you want to create for yourself today? So, Elizabeth, go for it.
We're just going to get it so that she can stand up.
All right. And, you know, it's an important thing to kind of keep going for ourselves. You know, what is it? It's not internal versus external, but what am I creating from my experience? How am I using it as a productive tool for me to grow today?
Moon River, wider than a mile, I'm crossing you in style someday. Old dream maker, you heartbreaker, wherever you're going, I'm going your way. To drifters off to see the world, there's such a lot of world to see. We're after the same rainbow's end, waiting round the bend, my huckleberry friend. Moon River and me.
So, Elizabeth, how does that make you feel? Or is that not the question?
I don't know. How does it make you feel, or is that not the question?
Right.
What do you
so
mean?
So what's the real question then? It's not just, okay, that feels good. I felt good even just listening to you.
Thanks.
But it's more than that. What's the real question?
Did that allow you to take back control?
Yeah. Or power. Something, or whatever it is for you to not run at this moment.
Right.
So did it allow you to become more self-referential, to connect, and to create a better space for yourself?
Yes, I think so. Yeah.
And isn't that the lesson?
Yes.
Kyle, anything else to say before we close on up today?
No, I think that's great. I think that pretty much sums it up.
Well, thank you, Elizabeth.
Thank you.
And thank you, Kyle. It's always such a pleasure to have you guys on, always. And I think it's a really interesting concept to play with out there. You know, where is our points of reference today? You know, and it's not about the value judgments, the judgments that we place, and certainly not what others place upon it, but what do we want to create with it? So we'll see you next time on Mental Health Matters with Dr. Scott Terry on KRUU, 100.1 on the FM dial. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.